a blood red wine. Where can I get a good captain to sail this ship of mine? And up and spoke a sailor boy, sitting at the king's right knee. Sir Patrick Struns is the best captain that ever sailed to sea. The king, he wrote a broad letter, and he sealed it with his hand, and sent it to Sir Patrick Spens, walking out on the strand. To Norway, to Norway, to Norway o'er the foam, with all my lords and finery, to bring my new bride home. The first line that Sir Patrick read, he gave a weary sigh. The next line that Sir Patrick read, the salt tear blinds his eye. Oh, who is it, oh, who is it, who told the king of me to set us out this time of year to sail across the sea? Rest you well, my good men all, our ship must sail the morn, with 24 noble lords dressed up in silk so fine, and 24 feathered beds to lay their heads upon. Away, away, we'll all away to bring the king's bride home. I fear, my captain dear, I fear we'll come to harm. Last night I saw the new moon clear, the old moon in her arm. Oh, be it fair, oh, be it foul, oh, be it deadly storm, blow the wind wherever it will, our ship must sail the morn.
Thank you.
birds they swam above, and many were the feathered bands that fluttered on the foam, and many were those noble lords who never did come home. It's 50 miles from shore to shore and 50 fathoms deep, and there lies good Sir Patrick Spens, the Lord's all at his feet. Long, long may his lady look with a lantern in her hand before she sees Sir Patrick Spens come sailing home again.